97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Radio in the great outdoors. This segment brought to you by Razorback Armory. They are a true gun concierge. You know what a concierge is at a hotel, right? Oh, I need this. I need that. They get it for you. If you are looking for a collectible, if you're looking for something for personal protection, the shooting sports, if you're looking for a suppressor, Razorback Armory is your headquarters in De Pere on Manchester Road, a half mile east of 270. Find all the information, their phone number, address, all that at RazorbackArmory.com. Tell them Bo sent you.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and we talk a lot about Second Amendment issues. There's some important ones going on right now in the state of Missouri, and I was in Jefferson City last week when the legislative session kicked off. We talked about a couple of big issues, the Second Amendment Preservation Act, and then I had State Senator Stephen Roberts on my show, and we talked about the fact that one of the pieces of legislation he's introducing would basically roll back constitutional carry within the city limits of the city of St. Louis. So we decided to invite Aaron Doron with us with the Missouri Firearms Coalition to talk about both of those issues. Aaron, great to have you on. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. Thank you. You know, when I had Stephen Roberts on and he was talking about wanting to redline the city of St. Louis for constitutional carry, his reasoning was that because constitutional carry allows adults to carry a weapon without a permit, that it removed from the police one reason they normally had to stop somebody and ask them questions if they thought they had a gun. You buy that?
Well, that would make perfect sense if St. Louis is a peaceful town before we enacted constitutional carry and it turned to crap afterwards.
Yeah.
The reality is that St. Louis has been a violent city, one of the most violent cities per capita in America for 10, 15, even 20 years. The issue in St. Louis is not about guns. It's about criminals. It's about prosecutors who will not put them in prison. And those are the underlying problems that are causing all the bloodshed in St. Louis. It's not law-abiding gun owners or constitutional carry.
Well, it's a good point. And when I was thinking about it, I'm like, so the prosecutor here, and they just changed the law in Missouri. Police can no longer search a car that they pulled over just because they smell marijuana. So on one hand, they're taking away that tool from police that might have led to them determining whether or not somebody committed some other crime or had guns or drugs in the car. But they're complaining that having the right to carry your weapon without a permit is somehow infringing on the rights of the people in that same car.
Yeah, this is nothing but typical leftist talking point. The reality is that today's leftist Democrats, from Kamala Harris down to Senate Democrats right here in Jeff City, at the end of the day, their policies are designed to protect criminals, to empower criminals, and they have declared basically a war against law-abiding gun owners. That's why you saw them raising money to bail out the very criminals who rioted, looted, and robbed their way all across Missouri and across the country in 2020 during our mostly peaceful protests, heavy sarcasm intended.
Yeah,
this is not about guns or safety. It's trying to advance an ideology, and we're going to fight back and make sure this bill goes nowhere in Jeff.
Aaron, it's Bo Matthews. Nice to meet you on Second Amendment Radio here. First time talking. I've talked to Alex several times. But, you know, when it comes to these laws, why is it so in your face? It's like in plain sight, only going after the legal, law-abiding gun owners. What is the madness, and how do we get past this?
Well, I think we've got going on now with this current madman in the White House, the Democratic Party across the country, here in Missouri, everywhere across America now, there's no more pretense. They're not trying to pretend. They're not trying to talk about making small adjustments when it comes to our gun rights or anything else. This is a culture war. They are determined to crush the freedoms that have made the state and our country the bastion of freedom that it's been. The pretense is gone, and they're now going for the jugular. And there's no way to really make them stop doing that. We have to just crush their agenda, whether it's in Congress or, in this case, in the Missouri State Senate.
Yeah, and you know, we see it across the country. It's obviously not just a problem in Missouri. I heard the other day, read a quote from Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, who wants to turn the powers of her agency toward treating gun violence as a health crisis. So it's sort of a backdoor attempt to circumvent the Second Amendment.
Yeah, they're trying to use every tool they have, whether real or invented, you know, to come after gun owners. They are trying to extinguish our right to defend ourselves. Everybody across the country knows what's going on here. These people are out of control tyrants. Again, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or whether it's the Senate Democrats right here in Missouri, they despise the fact that 100 million Americans own 300 million firearms. They want to extinguish that any way they can. So whether it's through CDC regulations, congressional action, executive orders, it's an all-court press against gun owners.
Why doesn't every American politician understand it just leads to more bloodshed? Because they will never disarm America, good guys and bad guys. I just don't understand. It's so in your face, and it's so disturbing. You know, we've had so many guns that have been sold in the last couple of years. And again, I want to stress, train with your gun. Whatever firearm, maybe if you're a first-time owner, it's scary. It's a scary world. We all watch the headlines with fear porn. And that's why people went out and spent their money, or spent their stimmy checks, as I've been learning that new term lately. And gun stores are like, yeah, we got another stimulus sale right here. But training is the key, and I'm sure you agree with that.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, is that law-abiding gun owners are the ones who go out there and they seek that training, because we're the responsible ones. We don't shoot our guns sideways. We're not the criminals who are trying to rob a liquor store. We're trying to keep our families safe. So we take training seriously. But we also know that that training is not a constitutional mandate when it comes to owning firearms. So anybody who says that we have to repeal constitutional carry to mandate things like that, it's just that they're missing the entire argument. This is a freedom issue, and we're going to protect that here in Missouri.
So, no, go ahead.
I was just going to also point out, just in my 30,000-foot view of this world, or this country even, that, you know, yes, gun sales increased. That may sound like a scary headline, but it's not, because mass shootings haven't increased tenfold or commensurate to the amount of guns that are sold. I mean, we still have them because evil still lurks, right?
Oh, exactly. You can take any snapshot you want in history, in this country or across the world. It's always the same thing. When more good guys have guns, crime rates go down. And when governments disarm their population, crime and then genocide is the inevitable conclusion. This country, any country, everyone knows that. History books make this, this point over and over and over. So whether it's crime and criminals or genocide and tyrants, gun owners are the last line of defense against all of this.
Yeah. Aaron Doerr, our guest from the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and here we are talking about this. And, you know, the Supreme Court, hopefully at the end of this session, is going to finally clarify the Heller decision. Look at what's going on in New York. You've got the most recently elected DA up in New York, who's turning loose people charged with armed robbery. He's reducing the charges to misdemeanors and turning them back out onto the streets. And in New York, it's the place you're least likely to be armed, because they've got rules against that in New York. It's crazy.
Yeah, we do a lot of work in New York State as well. We have a sister organization actually in New York State. And you're exactly right. New York State Democrats have been releasing thousands of violent predators on the streets in response to their bail reform laws from a couple of years ago, and their COVID-19 protocols. So they unleash criminals on the population. They then try and disarm the population any chance they get. And everyone wonders why crime goes through the roof. It's the same thing in St. Louis. They're trying to make it harder to put criminals in prison by simply not prosecuting them, and then demonizing gun owners who want to exercise constitutional carry. And that's my point here. There is no more pretense. This is not a policy conversation. We're not having to look at crime stats. Everyone knows when you take away guns from good people, you simply make it easier for the bad guys to harm, you know, rape, rob, and kill them. Everyone knows what's going on. Now we have to stop these bills in Jefferson City.
And you can, and you know, if you want to look at a carbon copy of what has happened in the world, Venezuela, Australia, wherever guns are removed, we talk about the bad guys getting you. Well, the government could fall into that category as well.
Yeah, well, I think it's in the back of everybody's mind. I mean, that's the unvarnished truth that people on the who are opposed to the Second Amendment hate even more. Right? It wasn't put there for your hunting rights. That's not what it's about. Aaron, before we run out of time here, I want to talk to you about SAPA, the Second Amendment Preservation Act. I know that legislation's already been introduced to try to gut it, and then I understand that a police chief's group was suing to clarify some of the language. Do you have any idea where that negotiation stands? Because I think they were trying to reach a settlement on how tweaking the language might fix the concerns that some members of law enforcement had about this.
Well, yeah, we discussed this a little bit last week on your show, I believe, Mark, and we've had Senate Bill 1033 filed in Jeff City, which would repeal the teeth out of SAPA, because, of course, as your audience probably knows, right now, if an agency in the state violates SAPA, a gun owner can take him to civil court, not the officers, but the agency, for a civil penalty. And that way, it bypasses any other state office, AG's office, governor's office. The enforcement lies with we the people, and that's what makes SAPA in Missouri the best in the nation. What this bill would do is repeal that and make it a toothless token statement with no teeth whatsoever. That bill was introduced, as your audience knows, Senate Republicans leadership team, Caleb Rowden, came out and expressed that there would be support for that in the GOP caucus in Jeff City. Our members went to war against that notion for all of last week and the last 7 to 10 days. And it's my understanding that right now, our current information is that Caleb has quickly backed off of that position. And I believe we have stopped the attack for now against SAPA. But session has just begun. There's 4.5 months to go. And we have to fight hard to make sure no other betrayals take place.
Well, the language is certainly concerning. I talked to law enforcement, two law enforcement chiefs, and they said they don't want to be liable for that $50,000 payment if it gets to that point. And the one law enforcement chief that I talked to said, you talk to 10 lawyers, they're all going to have 10 different angles on the SAPA bill. So it definitely needs to be cleaned up and understood across the board so there's no confusion, especially when we're in such a dramatic fight for our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clean right now and clear right now. What it basically says is don't enforce federal gun control laws. Don't enforce federal executive actions. We want Missouri cops to enforce Missouri laws when it comes to firearms and ammunition. It's very simple. And Missouri law covers all the things that we want to have covered. We don't, you know, we can prosecute, you know, robbers and rapists and murderers and thieves and everything else. So Missouri law enforcement has the tools they need in Missouri code to prosecute criminals. We want them to do that. What we don't want is to have them be commandeered and have their time be forcibly taken from a tyrannical White House, and they take our officers and our tax dollars and say, here, now go and enforce executive action-based gun control. That fight's coming as next month, and we want to prevent that.
Oh, I'm sure. So just to be clear here, I had a conversation as well with somebody who was familiar with these negotiations on this lawsuit that the police chiefs have brought. Their argument, Aaron, is that if the language was just simply clarified to state that any new law, any new regulation, federal regulation going forward is covered by this, they'd be fine with it. That their concern was that it could be retroactive to some law that's already in effect. But if it just concerning new federal regulations that might be issued or executive orders, they'd be fine with that. Are you familiar with that at all, that concept?
Well, I think I've heard people talk about this for a while now. I think that what we have right now is very clear. state authorities may not be compelled or may not are not allowed to enforce any federal gun control laws on the books. Currently, in the previously, tomorrow, next month, next year, the whole goal here is to have state agencies, state cops, state troopers, deputies, etc., enforcing state law. So the law is very clear on that. We want Missouri cops enforcing state law, and all federal laws on gun control need to be enforced by federal agencies. It's a pretty clear line right now.
All right. Well, good. Well, Aaron, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Aaron Doerr with the Missouri Firearms Coalition. Yeah, keep us up to date on this, please.
Yeah, and as always, Mark, your audience can go to MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org for more information or visit joinmofc.com to get involved today.
Outstanding. Aaron Doerr, we will talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah, it's still a debate that's ongoing, and we're going to keep you up to date with it right here on Second Amendment Radio.
That's why the show exists, and the great outdoors, or indoors in this case, with Monster Jam. But thank you, guys, and be safe in the snow for whatever amount we get. Sledding, that's outdoors. Let's get outdoors and do some sledding.
Be careful out there. We will see you here next week on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.